Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the WHL Investor Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions later during the conference. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal for an operator by pressing star and then zero. Please note that this call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Jeanine Womersley. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Claudia. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us at such short notice. I'm joined today by our Group CEO, Rory Bagattini, and our Group FD, Reeza Isaacs. I'm sure you've seen our voluntary announcement this morning out on SENS in respect to WHL's sale of David Jones. And we really just wanted to take the opportunity to answer any questions that you may have. So I'm going to hand straight over to Rory for some opening remarks, and then we'll go straight into Q&A. Thanks. Rory, over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Jeanine. And yes, so good morning to all of you and a welcome from me. And again, just thank you for joining us on relatively short notice. But yes, I mean, you've seen the announcement. We're very pleased that we've been able to go out with this announcement today. This follows, obviously, a very comprehensive strategic review that we've undertaken over the last several months. And you'll know that for some time now, we've been saying that we didn't really see David Jones as being a core part of the group longer term. We did run a very thorough process in evaluating different options and permutations for what we call value creation here. But ultimately, we made a decision to sell the business to Anchorage Capital Partners down in Australia. A Sydney-based private equity business. We had a number of conversations, discussions, et cetera, with several credible parties over the past 12 months. But in the end, you know, the criteria we set for this decision, we felt that Anchorage basically delivered the most compelling outcome for us in that we were able to secure the value we were looking for, deal certainty, which is important, and the net-net a clean exit. Overall, you're very happy with the outcome. The transaction itself, the details, the detailed terms and so on are still confidential. I mean, they're obviously subject to various closing adjustments that we'll sort of work through between now and the end of March, which is the timing when this is expected to sort of close out. But I certainly can tell you that the value that we will realize through this process will be in excess of the carrying value of David Jones on the WHL balance sheet. So a really positive outcome here. No further write-downs required from David Jones, and certainly, you know, accretive to our shareholders overall. Importantly, I think in addition to that, you know, the opportunity that we now have to take around 17 billion rands worth of lease liabilities off our balance sheet is quite transformational for us, and certainly sets us on a different trajectory from a returns perspective. And then, needless to say, the you know, the extensive amount of management focus and time that we've been putting into this business, particularly over the last 2 years, you know, we can now redeploy, you know, against businesses that are more interesting for us, are more strategically relevant, and certainly yield better returns. That's really what I wanted to say in terms of opening remarks, but very happy to sort of dive straight into any questions that either myself, Jeanine, or Reeza will be very happy to respond to. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one on your touch-tone phone or on the keypad on your screen. If you decide to withdraw your question, please press star and then two to remove yourself from the list. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one. The first question comes from Shamil Ismail from Primary Research. Please go ahead with your question, Shamil.
Good morning, everyone, and apologies for my voice from the game yesterday.
yeah.
Congrats on the transaction. Just one question. A lot of effort has been spent on integrating David Jones with Country Road in the Melbourne campus, including moving David Jones' head office down the, the central distribution, etc. So how will this integration be unwound? And secondly, how will that leave Country Road Group in terms of the economies of scale? Because I assume that the systems and the distribution setup was sufficient for both businesses. Now with one business only, will it still be optimal? Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Good morning, Shamil. And yeah, I mean, I think we all share the hoarseness. I mean, I know if you're friends, it's probably not the happiest day in the world. But for the rest of us, I think we're totally ecstatic with the outcome. But yeah, to your questions, separation, certainly the initial strategic intent was to integrate these businesses, which obviously in hindsight has demonstrated that that was not necessarily the best and the most optimum approach. These are very different businesses, and they operate very differently. Yes, there are certain processes that one can leverage and get certain synergies out of, back-end processes and so on. But over the last 2 years, in fact, Shamil, we've been progressively undoing a lot of that integration. So you mentioned distribution, for example, the distribution system, back-end supply chain, et cetera, of David Jones and Country Roads are totally independent of each other now. There's no sort of issue there. But to your point, there are certain operational processes and certainly certain IT systems which remain somewhat integrated. The non-IT stuff is quite simple and straightforward, and there's very little left there for us to do in terms of pulling them apart, and we'll get after that fairly quickly. It is a little bit more complicated when it comes to some of the IT, some of the shared services around data and call centers and the like. So we've already begun a process of mapping that out, and there will be a transition period post-closing that we'll work through, and we have a committed plan that ourselves and Anchorage have aligned on that we will go forward and execute with. But we don't expect that to have any detrimental impacts, certainly on Country Road Group, or either for that matter on David Jones as they stand up their own respective capabilities from those that were currently shared to them being sort of self-sufficient in the process.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
The next question comes from Gary Chigwedere from Resco. Please proceed with your question, Gary.
Hi. I just wanted to know management's thoughts on where you're going to be focusing a bit more now. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but I remember you gave us the CapEx outlook for Country Road. I just want to know, where's the focus going to be there? Is it still going to be mostly focused in Australia, or are you going to work more toward bringing that brand to SA?
No, thank you, Gary, for the question. Yes, we did communicate at our last results presentation, level of CapEx investment we're looking at deploying across the group. And we were talking in the region around 8 to 10 billion rand over the next 3 years. Certainly, as we go forward, and we look at the balance sheet of the company as it is today and the potential impact these proceeds would have on that balance sheet, and the offloading of David Jones, it does put us in a great position, frankly, to look at what we do. We did put out quite a bit of information last year around our approach to capital allocation. It's been something that we've been very, very centrally focused on. We've done a major refresh in terms of our approach, process, parameters, et cetera, and we've identified three broad areas. You may recall from that capital allocation presentation that we did, whereby we'll be looking at, first and foremost, our own balance sheet and how further to optimize that. We'll be looking at investing back in the businesses where we earn the highest returns, which is obviously our South African businesses and the CRG business. And we're going to be looking at, returning excess cash to shareholders through ordinary dividends and share buybacks when feasible. So we'll be applying the proceeds from here against all three of those particular areas, and we'll provide more detail on that a little further down the line. But absolutely, we would. In terms of overall focus, to be very candid, David Jones has been an extremely intensive sort of process focus, management time commitment, over the last, certainly since I joined the company, disproportionate amount of effort and energy going into this business. We have turned it around. It was teetering at one point in time. We've sort of restructured the business. We've executed a capital plan. We've got the business profitable. We've got it cash generative and self-funding. So it's taken an inordinate amount of time and effort and energy from us. That clearly now goes away, and that capacity will be redeployed against Country Road Group, against the fashion, beauty, and home business, and obviously our food business in South Africa. But the center of gravity does shift to the SA businesses going forward.
All right. Thanks for the answer.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Junaid Bray from Laurium Capital. Please proceed with your question, Junaid.
Hi, good morning, Roy, Riza, and Janine. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Junaid. Good morning to you. Thank you.
Morning. Thanks for your time. Maybe just a follow-up on from a strategic perspective. Without David Jones, would the focus remain on the three core businesses, or does that open up the opportunity to look at something else?
Yes, I mean, we've spoken about this before as well, Junaid. I mean, for us, we see the inorganic growth opportunities across our group with our existing businesses to be particularly compelling for all of our businesses, the fashion, the beauty, the home business, as well as the food business in SA. And then there's a really interesting trajectory for our Country Road business in Australia. So that's going to be where the vast majority of our focus goes. The point I guess you're asking about is potentially other investments or other inorganic opportunities. We're not particularly on the lookout for doing deals or having to do deals. We do have three really compelling investment theses here across these businesses that we have in terms of FBH, food, and CRG. And they are going to be where we focus the vast majority of our energy, investment, and time and attention.
Thanks, Roy. And then maybe just the value of the Bourke Street property that's excluded from the transaction. What is that roughly?
Yes, I mean, we've sort of put some numbers out on this before. I mean, it's certainly north of $200 million, so more or less $2 billion plus. We see it certainly in the range of $200 to $250 million. Dollars, it's not something that we feel, sort of compelled to sell immediately. We are going to be earning a healthy revenue stream off that investment, we'll obviously optimize the opportunity to offload it based on time, where the market's at, and other opportunities. There are various interested parties, but again, our focus has been on the operating company, so to speak, David Jones, and getting that away. In time, we will look at what we do with the Bourke Street building. But it's a great asset. It's well located, as you know. It's in the Bourke Street Mall. It's high end downtown Melbourne. So we feel very good about the asset, but certainly it's not necessarily part of our longer term play. But my point was just that we're not going to rush off and try and sell it and maximize value here. We'll do that when the time is right.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just another reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and then one. The next question comes from Jonathan Du Toit from Oyster Catcher Investments. Please proceed with your question, Jonathan.
Morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jonathan. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Just on Country Road and the distribution through the David Jones stores, I mean, is there any agreement that will continue, or the new owners, could they potentially pull the brands out?
Yes. So, I mean, that's a good question because obviously these have been really closely partnered businesses, you know, up until now. The matter of fact here is that the relationship between the selling of the Country Road brand and David Jones is in fact an arm's length commercial relationship. You know, those processes have been put in place for some time, and the terms of those particular the sales plans, there are joint business plans that the teams have created and are sort of supporting. But we expect that to continue, you know, is the short answer. We don't expect any particular change. But David, you know, the Country Road brands are quite an important component of the David Jones offering, and they bring other benefit to the David Jones business. But at the same time, the David Jones is also an important component of the Country Road business. So it's a great relationship, positive for both parties, and we absolutely expect that to continue.
Okay, but there is no agreement where, you know, the new owners must distribute Country Road for, let's say, a 10-year period or something like that.
Jonathan, there's no specific agreement, but there are contracts in place between the brands in Country Road Group and David Jones, and those run for multiple years. And so we expect those contracts to be honored. But beyond that, I mean, you know, as I say, it would be somewhat ill-advised for them to not want to do that. But by all means, I mean, we've had several conversations around this particular point, and all parties are very comfortable with where we are in that relationship. But as I say, it is sort of ultimately governed by a contract, we expect would obviously continue.
Jonathan, if I could just add further to that. So there is a pre-existing arm's length concession agreement in place between DJs and CRG. Legally it's not something that can be sort of legally terminated.
Thank you.
But I think besides that, it's a highly, Country Road is a highly sought after brand, you know, and certainly, you know, it wouldn't be in DJ's interest to terminate that concession arrangement. And it's highly sought of by other distributors as well.
I mean, could you give me any indication of the length of one of those concession agreements?
They typically run between three and five years.
Yeah.
And, you know, each brand has its own sort of arrangement. But, you know, I mean, I really wouldn't be, you know, too concerned that this is going to have any sort of detrimental effect on COG and its growth plans. You know, as I say, these agreements have been in place for some time. There are contracts that legally sort of defensible, and not something that we are concerned about on our end at all, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from Damon Buss from M&G Investments. Please proceed with your question, Damon.
Thanks very much for your time this morning, guys. Can you maybe just give us some insight into what the cash generation of David Jones has been in the first half of this year? Has the trend continued to improve or did it stabilize from where it was on the second half of last year?
No, it's a great question, and I wish I could answer that, Damien. I think we're in close period now, but, we've prior to us coming into close period, and certainly through our results announcement, we gave an indication of where the businesses were at. We released a bit of a trading statement 20 weeks in, which would have told you, would have given you a sense that there's a fairly strong positive momentum in that business.
Okay, perfect. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from Murray Moore from Alet & Co. Managers. Please proceed with your question, Murray.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Maureen. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks so much for the call. Guys, just on your, you mentioned that you're going to get in excess of the carrying value of the assets of David Jones. Are we talking NAV here, or are we talking the carrying value of the assets? Or is it the same thing?
If I can jump in there, Murray, I think it's the same thing. So if we look at the value reflected on the WHL balance sheet, we would all expect to realize proceeds in excess of that carrying value or that book value, that NAV.
Okay, so you got at FY22 annual financial statements, it's about 3.6 billion of NAV. And the store is about 2.5 billion. So you're expecting to get in excess of 1.1 billion.
Look, I mean, we don't want to really get drawn on the specific numbers at this point in time. Yeah. I mean, there are a number of moving parts, as you can imagine, that go into this. And obviously, when we close, we'll firm up and provide you with all of these details. I mean, from a carrying value perspective, it's obviously been impacted by the sale of buildings, the various cash repatriations that we've done. And also, importantly, the profit we're generating currently through ongoing trade. So, yes, I mean, I think the key takeout really is the value realized here will be comfortably in excess of what we're talking about as carrying value.
Okay.
And, Murray, you can rest assured that post-completion of the transaction, we will obviously provide the necessary disclosure to the market.
Yeah, sure. Understood. And then maybe just if you can give us a sense of the intangibles. So in your segmentals, you guys put property, plant and equipment and intangibles. How much more intangibles is on that David Jones balance sheet? Just a sense would be helpful.
We've written everything off from an intangibles perspective. You know, goodwill and trademarks.
So nothing more on the balance sheet.
No.
All right. And then just the last one was on the amount of cash still sitting in David Jones. You obviously repatriated quite a bit of that. At the F's, it was 2.5 billion. I'm assuming, I think there was, 90 million Aussie dollars that was repatriated?
That was in February, and we've since repatriated another 50 in November. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Pleasure, Murray. Thank you. What Janine, I think, was saying was she's not in the same venue as us, but it was typically a low point in the was that what you were saying, Janine? It was a low point in the capital cycle.
Apologies, Roy. Yes, thank you. So the June and December balance sheet cutoff periods are typically low points for us in the working capital cycle.
Okay.
Got it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question comes from Saad Chothia from Citi. Please proceed with your question, Saad.
Hi, good morning, guys, and congrats on the deal.
Thank you, Saad.
Is there any competition commission or regulatory approval still required for this, or is that all done and that included in that May 2023 deadline or guidance that you've given us?
Yeah, it's the this transaction doesn't require that at all. So no issues from that perspective. You know, I did mention to you that for us, one of the attractions around the transaction, apart from optimizing value, has been the sort of doability of the deal. The ability to get it done, the certainty that comes with the way we set up this transaction, and the opportunity to have a clean exit. So those were all big considerations for us. We didn't want to have anything really lingering. So this was an important factor for us.
Cool, thank you. And then just one more question on the cash. So you'll obviously receive the cash. The immediate plans, you mentioned those three core areas, but just with regards to the dividend, I didn't hear you correctly. Was that a special dividend or just normal dividend, obviously increasing it to what it was before the David Jones acquisition and when you cut it, and then obviously share buybacks with that. So I just want to, can you just clarify that?
What I was saying was that across those three broad buckets, we'll obviously apply these proceeds in the most optimum way. But specifically regarding dividends, we did, and we have communicated, we're looking at resuming dividends back to what we call our normal position, the 70% of SA and Country Road Group earnings, basically level. So that we're looking to step back up to and sustain. The opportunity of buybacks remains on the table, and it's something that we always consider, if compelling and feasible for us. We're unlikely to go down the route of declaring a special dividend at this point.
Cool. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mark Wade from CLSA. Please proceed with your question, Mark.
Thank you. And hi, guys. Congratulations on getting the deal away.
Thank you.
I got no royals before your time, this original purchase decision to buy David Jones in the first place. But with the review that's just been conducted, was there any kind of assessment that revealed on, why the decision wasn't as successful as you liked? The business hasn't been as successful as you would have liked. Is there something in the original thesis or did the market changed over the period that you owned it that meant it wasn't as successful as you would have envisaged originally?
Yes. And Mark, thanks for the question. It's obviously been a very topical point for us. So it's not something that we just reassessed and validated as we've concluded this transaction. It's been something, certainly I did very, very early on in coming on board, was understanding why and what we did and where we went wrong and why the assumptions that underpinned value at that point in time that we had seen materialize or didn't materialize. We've shared some of that in the past. But, for me, one of the important things, certainly I've learned throughout my career, is, people make decisions with best intent at the time. And I can certainly be super critical, if one wants to, of decisions that were made. But, our role, when you come on board is to take what you have and really make more of it and improve it and make it better. And that's really what we've been focused on. And so, we did inherit a situation where the outcomes of what was contemplated hadn't materialized for a whole bunch of reasons, and not necessarily market shifts per se. There are a number of other reasons why, but, we haven't really wanted to sort of spend a lot of time tormenting the past. Yeah, it was a very painful experience, to be very candid with you. It's disappointing, to say the least, but our shareholders in particular and us as a group, we've taken a lot of pain for that. And, we've committed not to ever let that be the case again. We really have dialed up our focus on capital allocation, and you can expect to see very different decisions around capital continue to be made going forward now. We might write a book one day, Mark, and then we'll share that. But it's been a bit of a business case for us in terms of what not to potentially do and how things happen with unintended consequences, etc. But we'd prefer not to really get into all of that now. Yeah.
Fair enough. And do you think with your vast experience the group has had, when you think about next, what could Anchorage do differently and how that might impact the retail environment here in Australia and as it relates to Country Road, any thoughts on how that might play out?
I think one of the criteria around Anchorage for us was, where they stood on David Jones per se. And, they're very enthusiastic acquirers of this business from a brand perspective. It is the icon of retail in Australia, so much part of the fabric of the country, 185 years of heritage and history, and they're very enthusiastic about that, very passionate about that. They've spent some time with our key leaders at the management team level, very impressed with what we've pulled and installed as a really competent leadership team. Our strategy that the team are executing, they are very committed to, and it's delivering, it's delivering value. So they are squarely behind what we call our Vision 2025 Plus in David Jones. It is the turnaround strategy. and they've committed to ensuring the execution of that. To your specific question, what they may do differently, I think that's they've done their own assessment. We haven't had much discussion with them on that, frankly. So it's probably something you could ask them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much, Roy. Appreciate your candid insights.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andrew Moses from MIPFA. Please proceed with your question, Andrew.
Hi, guys. Thank you for your time. Can you just remind me what your total capital that you actually have ended up putting into David Jones has been and what's sort of come out? It's been a little complicated with some of the property stuff. And so just to sort of say what's the – you know, I know there's been some big write-offs in the past, but what's the total capital that's been put in? And then what was the profit when you bought David Jones and what's happened over the, 2014, I don't know, 9 years of Woolies' ownership of David Jones to its profitability? If you can just give me a sort of just put things in context.
Yeah. Yeah, Andrew, I think we could probably take this offline. It's a really interesting series of questions there and could make for a lot of good conversation. The history, I don't want to sort of regurgitate and repeat and it was not a great experience. The investment, the price that was paid, the strategy, the initial strategy, et cetera, it didn't really pan out the way that it was envisaged to pan out. I mean, all I can really talk to is me coming on board and what the plan was at that point in time and how we took that forward and what we've done with the business over the last 2.5 years, which has enabled us to get to what we're talking about today, which is this transaction, which I think is, as I say, a really positive outcome for WHL and the group overall, and clearly for our investors, being what I've said before about the value we'll be realizing here. There's a lot one can go into and talk about in terms of the past, but it's I think this is in the interest of today's session. I mean, I think we can pick that up separately.
Great.
I mean, you'll know. That
I think compared to 2 years ago, question,
from what. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, I think you are doing reasonably well to get out of this stage compared to 2 years ago. I was trying to cobble together all the numbers, and then I'm just a little bit there's a couple of moving parts there that are more than I've got in my history. So I'd love a sort of just a pricey. It would be great. Thank you.
Yes. No. Okay, we can certainly get back to on that. I mean, I do think that, beyond the two big write-downs, and the, what we originally paid for the business, there was a range of various investments that we've made that we can provide you the details on, of course. And we can come back to you on that, absolutely.
Andrew, does that conclude your question?
Thank you very much, yes.
And I think whilst we're waiting for the next question, just while we on that point, Mark, around, we've done reasonably well to sort of get out now. I'd say we've done very well to basically, find a transaction or craft a transaction that delivers against the sort of criteria I mentioned earlier on. So we're really pleased that we've got to this point, obviously looking forward to the next phase for the group beyond, David Jones, Energy.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up question from Murray Moore from Alette & Co. Fund Managers. Please proceed with your question, Murray.
Hi, guys. Sorry. Just quickly, I know we've hashed through kind of the 3 to 5 year contract with Country Road and David Jones and kind of concession agreement in place. Can you just quantify for us how big Country Road sales through David Jones is as a percentage of total Country Road sales, just so we can kind of frame the risk?
Marisha, I'm happy to take that question. So CRG's concession sales account for roughly 15% of the CRG business, and roughly half of that in terms of the DJ's business.
Sorry, Janine, you were just breaking up. Is it 1.5?
Correct. 15%, roughly, of Country
Road.
Yeah,
15% are coming there, Janine. And about 7%, 8% of the David Jones business.
Correct.
Sorry, guys. Breaking up. So 15% of Country Road. And 7 to 8% of David Jones sales.
Yeah, so 15% of Country Roads. You have it. That's correct.
Okay, 15%. Cool. And then I just wanted to say I'm very pleased to hear that you guys are looking at reinvesting, or the proceeds, if you do get this over the line, that you're reinvesting the proceeds in the current businesses, looking to pay dividends out, maybe some buybacks. I'm very glad to hear that you, as with potentially your peers doing many, many M&A transactions, I'm glad to hear you are investing in the businesses you know really, really well. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Murray. We genuinely see a lot of upside in our own businesses, and we know them well. And there are actually pretty pretty interesting businesses from an investment perspective. So, you know, absolutely, that's where we stay focused. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions. Mr. Bagatini, I'd like to hand over to you for closing remarks. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Camilla. And again, just thank you very much for joining the call, your interest in our business, the interest in this transaction. It is really a very positive day for us at WHL. I know it's been a long journey and tough journey, and I've referred to it as very painful. But we certainly come out the other end, I think with something that I think is beyond what we had expected to even a couple of short years ago. So very pleased that we've been able to conclude on this transaction. Looking forward to the couple of the next months, short months, to get it closed out, and then to shift focus back to our businesses where we do see fashion, beauty, and home and food, particularly in South Africa, with significant potential and the opportunity to invest our wherewithal there. And then at the same time, keep our focus on the Country Road Group. So a bit of a transformational moment for us, across a number of different elements from a number of different respects, but really bodes very well for us going forward. We're very excited about that. Let me wrap up there, and thank you again. And also invite you that if you do have any specific questions, follow-up questions, please, by all means, send them over to Janine, who is on standby to receive them, and Reza or myself. We'd love to keep you engaged, on this to the extent that you need any further information, and we can provide it. But thank you very much again, and we look forward to checking in with you in the not-too-distant future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you very much for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.